Senators Sheldon Whitehouse and Joe Manchin are often described as coming from two different worlds, the ocean state and the mountain state, with two different causes, protecting the environment and protecting coal jobs.
Without West Virginia, the East Coast goes dark. So we want to continue to be that provider of energy for this country and what we've been able to do, but we need good people like Sheldon that understand and maybe brings a federal agency like the EPA in line.
The two senators visited each other's states to find common ground on climate change. Whitehouse went to West Virginia and toured a coal-fired power plant, and Manchin came here for a tour of Narragansett Bay. With the bay as a backdrop, the West Virginia senator boards the Department of Environmental Management's research vessel. He's about to watch the DEM conduct a fish survey, but it's not just the two senators and DEM scientists on the boat. Several fishermen are on board to share their concerns with the visiting senator. Manchin connects with them as he talks about his sailing and fishing adventures.
So I do a lot of fishing off of Ocracoke.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In the Hatteras area.
Yeah, right.
Go out there.
Mahi.
Yeah. Wahoo.
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, let's go.
Gentlemen.
You got any poles with us? We go fish today? We trolling?
As the senators, scientists, and fishermen enter the cabin, everyone lines up, shoulder to shoulder, trying to form a circle. Whitehouse prompts local fishermen, like Christopher Brown, to talk about the big changes they're seeing in the water. Manchin is attentive and curious.
So what are you seeing? Are you seeing differences at different part of times?
Yes, absolutely. The scup that we're going to see today, juvenile scup. When I was a small boy, scup and butterfish and squid would have been gone by the middle of October from around the beach where we're going to be fishing today.
Because they were going to get to
warmer water offshore. Now they're staying here much longer. So it's a different ocean than my grandfather's ocean.
Fish are moving north and east, echoes another fisherman. The iconic winter flounder has moved away, while the summer flounder, also known as fluke, is more abundant these days. And these changes aren't just affecting Rhode Islanders, notes fisherman Donald Fox.
There's guys that have fluke licenses, permits in Virginia. They're coming up here to catch them now. They're coming up here, right south of Point Judith, 50, 70 miles, and then they have to steam all the way back to Virginia to unload them because those fish are moving this way.
To drive this point home, DEM scientists give the two senators rain jackets and gloves and put them to work to count and sort fish. The West Virginia senator does the honors and pulls the rope to release the net full of fish. The abundant number of summer flounder in Rhode Island is one example of why the state wants to join the Mid-Atlantic Fishery Management Council, made up of states from New York down to North Carolina. Those states have lead roles in developing management plans for certain species commonly found in their region, such as the summer flounder. Now Rhode Island wants a seat at that table because it's seeing more fish from the Mid-Atlantic region, and Whitehouse wants Manchin support in the Senate to get that approved. Here's why it's important for Manchin to learn firsthand from Rhode Islanders about how climate change affects their lives. Carbon emission drives how we live on this planet, how we produce food, how we move from place to place, how we heat our homes are all energy intensive, and it comes at a cost. Manchin believes the global warming happening today is caused by human activity. This is a senator who has strong relationships with some of the most conservative members in the Senate, some of whom don't believe in climate change. And that's why Whitehouse believes the West Virginia senator will play a critical role as a partner on Capitol Hill to address climate and energy issues. Manchin is not only bearing witness to what's happening in Rhode Island, but he says he's also eager to find solutions. After sorting some fish, Whitehouse and Manchin team up to measure skates, fish closely related to sharks, and read the length in centimeters out loud.
45, 49, 48.
Back in the cabin, fishermen painted pictures of more threats to their livelihoods. In the 1940s and 1950s, Christopher Brown says Rhode Island's fishing fleets were mostly small vessels, and they'd fish close to 300 days a year because the weather was suitable for them.
I fished 220 days a year last year, and I shouldn't have fished 50 of them. The weather is getting worse and more violent. We have less calm weather. we have more brutal storms.
With more brutal storms come more frequent floods, as Rick Belavance can attest to. He's fished in Point Judith for 25 years. He remembers his dock flooding only once or twice a year during high tides.
Now it seems like every month, 2 or 3 days, my little dock is underwater, so I got to walk through water to get to my boat. And to me, that's a visual change that I can actually see. So, yep, that's not like it was 25 years ago.
The West Virginia senator is a quick study, turning to White House and pointing to a stone barrier similar looking to a long jetty just outside of Galilee Harbor. The barrier is a shelter for boats during bad weather.
Is this what we're talking about, some of our infrastructure that needs to be rebuilt?
This will need to be repaired over time. It's still doing its job, but it's going to need to be rebuilt eventually. I mean, it's providing shelter here. You come here on a very heavy day, and you come in, and this is protected. This is calm in here, so the breakwater is still working, but you can see the holes in it.
You can see
that it's not going to...
They better do something for our
quick. Last forever.
While Manchin believes in man-made climate changes and sees the need to do something about it, it doesn't mean he's ready to support regulations that would reduce carbon emissions from coal power plants. Manchin takes in everything he heard and saw out at sea. Before he leaves Rhode Island, he's going to see the effects climate change is having on land. We'll have that story next. Amber Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.